You've just heard the news in the last half hour. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has announced another Royal Commission for Australia.
Yep.
This one into part of the footage that was catalogued by the Four Corners program last night. This is where they repeated assault and mistreatment of boys at a youth detention centre in the Northern Territory, just outside of Darwin, kept taking place. Some of the footage is just horrific. You just want to look away. You don't actually want to see it. Young kids as young as 14 and 15 incarcerated, some of them sentenced to solitary confinement for 3 weeks on end. They are literally climbing the walls when you look at the video. It also shows a hooded and handcuffed 17-year-old boy being strapped to a mechanical restraint chair and left there for more than 2 hours. You know, there were fears that he would self-harm. So this is how they deal with things in the Northern Territory. And the footage is only a year and a half old.
That's right. And look, the program, it's a 45-minute program, but the nub of it was the use of the tear gas on kids, and they did this in 2014. There are a number of inquiries held in the Northern Territory into this, and in fact, the jail where these kids are being held, and it is a jail, they call it a detention centre, they shifted them out of that into a former adult prison, which apparently is riddled with asbestos. A couple of the kids have said it's very dusty in there. What's that doing to them? And they've got this protocol, which is apparently legislated, where if a kid is threatening self-harm, he is manacled into a chair, it looks like an electric chair, with a hood over his head, and just kept in the room for 2 hours, after which the kid ends up being catatonic, he can't move, he's, you know, with a hood over his head with no one around. Is that how you deal with someone who's threatening self-harm?
And some of the vision in this program, I mean, if you saw it, I'm sure you'll agree, it was just horrific. This teenager is ordered by guards to walk backwards, hunched over, into an isolation cell before he asks the guards why his mattress has been taken away and that he's been treated like an absolute dog.
Yep.
It's been repeatedly stripped naked and also kept in solitary confinement.
Well, the Northern Territory, of course, is a territory government, so the federal government does have some say over what happens in the territories. There was a call towards the end of that show last night for some action to be taken by Malcolm Turnbull. Well, it wasn't much after 7 o'clock this morning that he's announced there'll be a royal commission into this.
What about the behaviour of the security guards? Their attitude towards these kids whose care that they've been entrusted with. They're treating them like they're high-grade maximum security prisoners. 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds.
And we need to make the point. These are kids who've, you know, these are kids who've been involved in repeat offences, stealing cars. They've been involved in activities that have led them to be put into detention by the children's court there. Even the magistrate was saying she was fearful of what was going to happen to these kids. And you only got to talk to people like Father Chris Riley, who talks about the effect of detention, and if it's done the wrong way, the effect it can have on kids. And this is at the absolute extreme, at the absolute extreme of the wrong way to treat young people. 13 13 32 is the number here on TUE 954. Linda Burney is a newly elected member of the New South Wales of the federal parliament. She was in the New South Wales parliament. She actually says she couldn't bring herself to watch this. She knows about it. This is the treatment of Indigenous people in the Northern Territory and the way they're being treated. There is to be a royal commission. She joins us now, Linda Burney. Good morning.
Good morning,
Linda. You knew the program was coming up, but you just couldn't turn it on.
Well, I was not unable to. I watched some of it on iView this morning, but I didn't watch the program last night. And I've had people call me today to say that they got, you know, part way through watching it and could not finish watching it because it was just so outrageous and so disturbing. I've had people call me all morning and during the night just saying how disturbed and how outraged they are of what they saw on Four Corners last night. And of course, the issue is that you've got the Northern Territory government out there this morning saying, in the form of the Chief Minister saying that they weren't aware. Now, that's got to be examined. Were or were they not aware of what was going on in Don Dale, particularly in light of the fact that there had been a Northern Territory inquiry into the incident?
You're talking here about 13-year-olds being locked up in solitary confinement for more than 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, not only that, you're talking about kids being strapped to chairs for punishment. You're talking about stripping children and interrogating them. And most disgustingly, you're talking about, and this just is, I mean, I've got I feel cold saying this. You've got, authorities encouraging other children to spit and throw hot water at children that are being so-called punished. I mean, that is just outrageous.
Yep.
And conditions that should not be seen anywhere in the world, let alone
In Australia. And you've used that word children. I mean, it just chills you when you hear the word. This is how children are being treated. You would support, I know you're the Shadow Human Services Minister. You're on the other side of politics, but Malcolm Turnbull has acted quickly.
I'm very conscious of the fact that I know Patrick Dodson will be speaking on radio this morning. But the position of the Labor Party is that we will support a Royal Commission, the Royal Commission that Malcolm Turnbull has called for this morning. But we want to be part and of putting together the terms of reference. This has to be broader than the Dondale Centre and the incidents reported on Four Corners. This has to be a Royal Commission into why there are so many Aboriginal children locked up in detention, not only in the Northern Territory, and there has to be, most importantly, accountability demanded here. Did the Northern Territory government, Elfring and Giles, know about this or not? Or are they lying to the Australian public this morning?
No. I mean, this is the worst example, but there have been many others over the years. Is it time that we now began questioning the entire culture that's been created by successive Northern Territory governments?
Well, I mean, that's a very good question, and obviously that'll be part of the discussions over today and I'm sure into the future. But you've got to ask the question, why are there so many Aboriginal children in detention? I mean, in New South Wales, there's 50%. In Western Australia, it's 80 or 90%, as I understand it. In the Northern Territory, almost 100%. So it goes to a whole range of issues, and I hope this is what a Royal Commission examines. What are the underlying causes? What is the experience of these children? What are the bail and sentencing regimes in various jurisdictions? Are they responsible for so many kids being locked up? They're the sorts of things that we would hope a Royal Commission would examine. But at the end of the day, there has to be some accountability here, and those guards need to be dealt with in terms of the law.
No doubt. No doubt. All right. Look, thank you for your time, and we'll see what happens here. This is there's some very good points made there, and this.
But it makes you wonder if this footage has surfaced, and this is just one incident, right?
Well, what else has been happening?
What else has been going on?
Right.
And is it just the Northern Territory? Because as she's just said, there we've got a large proportion of Aboriginal kids here in New South Wales who are incarcerated.